Hello, and welcome to News Briefly, the student media show where you get the facts before your short attention spans know what hit 'em.
It's the MAST for people who hate reading, News at 9 for people who hate watching, and Facebook for people who prefer accuracy. I'm Helen Smith.
I'm Julia Grosvenor. Let's get started. Let's start things off with some sports. Let's talk about lacrosse. Some might call them underdogs, but the men's lacrosse team is starting their season with optimism. The club sport lacks many of the resources other spring sports have and cannot recruit students. Much of the roster has never even played lacrosse before. However, two-year captain Alex Moore sees natural talent in the team. Statistics are already showing improvement from last year. Their next home match is on March 18th against Western Oregon.
The latest MAST issue informed us that PLU has an SAAC. However you would pronounce that acronym, the Student Athletes Advisory Committee is committed to making a positive impact. The group of 50 student athletes meets twice a month. Advisor Jen Thomas says the committee gives student athletes a voice to share their opinions on all that impacts them. The group also takes on many community service projects each year. Currently, they are working on a children's sports camp and crafting a scene for this year's Tunnel of Oppression.
It's always swim season at PLU. The PLU women's swim team puts in hours at the gym all year long. As a result, they dominate their competition. The women's swim team recently brought home second place at the Northwest Conference out of eight teams. Although the women's swim team succeeds in the pool, they are unrecognized around campus. First year Danielle Booth said some nights she'll only get 2 hours of sleep. After that, it's straight to the pool. However, PLU swimmers love what they do. PLU alumna Melissa Dean said having her teammates next to her for their successes made it all worth it.
A new head coach could improve the softball team's chances this season. Coach Brandy Bennett has given the team a newfound confidence, which will follow them into their upcoming games. Pitcher Marissa Miller says it's been a smooth transition. Miller thinks a fresh perspective is an asset to the team. Four first-years have also joined the softball team, after losing only two seniors the year before. Miller says there's more competition at practice now with a larger roster. There are more girls to battle it out for the starting spots. That competitive edge is sure to benefit them in the games ahead. Good luck, Lady Lutes. I believe that's all the sports news we have right now, but after the break, we're going to be hearing about the new change in disability services, learning from the No DAPL protests, and looking a little closer into PLU's budget. A little later, we'll be talking about a visitor to campus who has worked personally with the Commander-in-Chief. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the softball team's new members, and right now we're going to look a little closer into the Dakota Access Pipeline. Julia, do you have more about that?
I do indeed. The Dakota Access Pipeline project continues to stir controversy, but on February 8th, Learning from Standing Rock provided a space for the local community to reflect and organize. The event speakers ranged from grassroots organizers to Puyallup tribe leaders. President Christ thanked the tribe for their generosity on behalf of PLU, which resides on Puyallup tribe land. On Tuesday, a U.S. district judge denied a motion to stop the final construction of the pipeline. While the primary lawsuit against the pipeline expects to receive a ruling in May, oil could flow through the pipeline as early as next week. However, some transitions are happening right now on campus. Helen, what's up with disability support services?
It's true. Disability support services has recently gone through a change in staff. The position of Director of Disability Support Services was recently terminated. Dean of Students Eva Frey explained that upon looking at the budget in the summer of 2016, PLU discovered the position could be eliminated.
There were two positions that the university could afford to remove and still continue to maintain the quality of service that was being provided directly to students.
The Department of Disability Services makes sure students with disabilities have equal access to resources on campus. Some students felt the change was sudden and are not totally sure who to go to for help. Students who were close with the previous director felt that the change was confusing. However, Frey assures students that Disability Support Services is still equipped to meet their needs.
We have decreased our intake time, so students who are requesting accommodations, we had an intake time that was 3 weeks, and we're down to 3 days.
Frey says the change allows disability support services to work in a more efficient manner. Director of Student Life Joanna Royce Davis said the old structure was unresponsive to student needs. Frey reminds students to come to disability support services with their questions and that the department is now more effective than it was before. The budget has really shaken things up around PLU. Any more on that, Julia?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have a perspective on the budget issue everyone's been talking so much about. PLU is currently experiencing a budget gap of $3 million. A large part of this gap is due to less future enrollment than PLU was expecting of the incoming class. There was a 4% decrease in enrollment from last school year to this school year, about $3 million less in tuition than expected. A lot of students around campus have only just heard about the budget shortfall. However, the budget is not a problem for the current academic year. According to Vice President of Finance Alan Belton, a fund helped PLU buy some time to consider their options.
So that we had, as part of kind of the change in the way we do our finances, we had set aside money for that, just that reason.
Okay.
So we set aside a contingency.
This contingency fund gives the administration time to make cuts and think of solutions for the upcoming years. Administration has their eye on increasing retention rates on campus. Belton explained that it's less expensive to keep students than it is to attract them. Focusing on retention could decrease the budget gap in the future. There is a focus on lessening the financial burdens on students. Belton says the financial gap, which prevents students from coming back to school, is often less than $3,000. Well, that's all the time we have for this segment. Helen, what will we be hearing about when we come back?
When we come back, we'll be talking about approaches to peace building on campus, upcoming events, and a speaker at the People's Gathering who has an interesting experience with Donald Trump. Stay tuned. Welcome back to News Briefly. PLU is reaffirming its commitment to peace building with a little help from Shamil Idris. Idris spoke at the annual Chris Stevens Lecture. Shamil Idris runs the international program Searching for Common Ground. The program promotes peace in areas where there is significant conflict. Idris feels one of the biggest issues that the world faces is how we deal with conflict.
This actually is the number one issue in the world. Our inability or unwillingness to deal constructively with our differences, with our conflicts, is blocking progress on everything else.
Idris said that often people start with positions like pro-life or pro-choice. However, positions never overlap, so people on either side will never agree on anything. Idris suggested going past positions to talking about interests behind those positions. Interests can often overlap even when positions don't. Idris stressed how important it is to find common ground. Different groups can only make progress when they start from an area of agreement.
Peace is not only possible, it is actually beneficial in every way.
Idris said that people could promote peace in their everyday lives by making others feel respected. Idris said opposite sides of an issue need to listen to each other to make progress. In other event news, who was it that spoke at the People's Gathering, Julia?
It was Dr. Randall Pinkett. He spoke at the People's Gathering Conference this February. Pinkett is an activist and businessman. He recently published a book called Black Faces, White Spaces, about achieving success within predominantly white businesses. However, Pinkett is also the season 4 winner of The Apprentice. That's right, Randall Pinkett has personal experience with Donald Trump. He was on, and won, the position of manager of 4 of Trump's casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Pinkett said his experience was Trump's business lacked diversity.
But there was a severe lack of diversity within the organization, both gender and ethnic diversity. You know, I was not unaccustomed to being the only person of color in the room for executive meetings.
Although Trump was his former employer, Pinkett considered it his duty to speak out against his candidacy. Pinkett arranged a group of former apprentice contestants to come forward together and denounce Trump's presidency. Pinkett doesn't fear one of Trump's signature denouncements in a speech or on Twitter.
I will, perhaps not happily, but I will respectfully accept the consequence of my actions because it's still the right thing to do. Dr. King said it's another wrong time to do the right thing. And so, you know, it's what we do.
Pinkett continues to speak at events about race in the workplace. Pinkett recalled a time when Trump referred to him as one of his best employees. It was in reference to Trump assuring his audience he was not racist. However, after Pinkett came out against his presidency, Trump recalled Pinkett being one of his worst employees. Pinkett continues to speak out against the Trump presidency regardless. We were lucky to have him stop and visit PLU.
That's all we have for this show. It was news, it was brief, it was news briefly. If you want to know more about any of these stories, go to mastmedia.plu.edu. I'm Helen Smith.
I'm Julia Grosvenor. Please tell your friends about this show if you liked it, and we'll talk to you again next week.